Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Now we got Beyblade.
No, we can't sing that because it's all midnights for the next week.
Now we got Beyblade. Oh, is that a Taylor Swift song? It is, isn't it? I forgot about that. It is.
Yes, it is.
Oh, wow. Wow. Forgot about that.
I actually thought you might have been kind of zeroing in on cultural relevance, but I was wrong again.
No, I just had the song in my head, y'all.
That was the title of the episode. Yeah, that's why.
I mean, that's why I did the title. Yeah, I was talking about Tyler, but I forgot it was Taylor Swift, y'all. It's a gay week in music. Taylor Swift and Carly Rae Jepsen.
I have been listening to Midnights.
I like it.
I don't like it as much as Evermore, I think, but that's me.
I like it too, actually. I listened to both albums, actually. While I was driving, yeah. I don't love Taylor Swift like you do. I don't still love her voice, actually. Even listening to this,
I'm the first to say I don't love her voice either, but she's one of the best lyricists out there.
She is. Sometimes I wish there was other people singing her songs, but I really like...
I understand that.
I really like Antihero and Karma. I really like those a lot.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I really enjoyed the Carly Rae Jepsen. It's got a very kind of like Kylie Minogue, like,
oh, her stuff is amazing. Yeah.
It's, and she has this duet with Rufus Wainwright. I enjoyed that album a lot as well. So we're,
her stuff is so good. You should go all the way back.
I've listened to some stuff, but, because her album dropped the same day. I don't know what else is gay happening besides us, but it's a
this
gay
week. This is reality gays.
It's reality gays. It's a gay week, y'all.
This is Happily Ever After.
Yeah, season 7, episode 9, Blood.
Blad Blurred.
Blad Blood. Bad Blood. This is your part 1. We're remote, but go, because I'm in Dallas right now in a hotel room, and Poodle's in Los Angeles because I just got back from Oklahoma Pride.
It went.
It went really well. We had double the people last year. We had Sissy Christie came down from Oklahoma City. She volunteered with 3 mom hugs.
Oh, so good.
That was great. And actually, the woman that started that spoke. We also Planned Parenthood spoke. It was great.
Good.
And then we had some good singers. And then we had the doggy rainbow parade. And then we also had...
I still say that has nothing to do with Pride. But I guess we can get people to it.
It's cute pictures. That was early in the morning, though. But then they had an actual drag show. What else? I met Sissy Jordan as well was there. So we had some sissies represent.
Nice.
It was great. It was great. It was...
How about the spook house with your sister-in-law?
Okay. So that actually, I'm going to... I've got to post it today because the Sissy Squad was on snooze, y'all. But I forgot it wasn't in Davis. I was wrong. It was in Sulphur. I went to Sulphur, Oklahoma, and I took a picture at the Sulphur Bakery. So that way you would believe me that it's a real town.
I believe you. I just would rather not think about it because it makes me irreparably sad.
No, it used to be a big city center. I didn't know this because everybody would come to the Springs for healing. No, we went to this house called the Flowers Manor that some rich guy built, and Gene Autry stayed there, and Will Rogers stayed there, and other famous people. And so we had dinner in the bottom, and then we went up, and we found out it was haunted, or they said it was haunted. So we went and did this whole. It was more like a ghost tour. So okay. We did all that. And then it was with me and this older man named Preston and then nine other women, country women.
Okay. Is that the end of the story?
No. I sat across from this woman.
Can we move through to the to the porta part?
Well, I sat across from this woman who in front of me and I was introducing and she said, hi, my name is Radonna. And I went, excuse me.
Radonna?
And I said, excuse me. She said, Radonna. And I said, excuse me. She said, Radonna. I went, Radonna. Okay, I got it. So anyway,
not a name you hear every day.
No, it's not. But I just didn't. So then I posted it somebody posted on Facebook because they all friended me because, of course, became friends.
Yeah.
I even met these people from Houston. They came up to stay because they were staying in the Airbnb because a woman, I even went into a bathroom. They didn't tell us what the bathroom was about. And I went to a bathroom and I looked at the bathtub and I said, did some woman slit her wrist here and kill herself? And they looked at me and went,
what?
Yes. And they went, yes,
what?
She did. And I sensed it. I'm telling you.
I'm begging you. Need to get the theme of this story, then we need to move on.
Okay. Well, it turns out. So, y'all, I went up there. So, I was sensing things, y'all. And there was a ghost. You could do this app, and the ghost talk. And there was this one ghost named James. And I said, or Kevin. And no, James.
ghost named Kevin.
No. Well, James died, 5 years ago. Well, James.
There are no ghosts named Kevin. I am fairly certain of that.
There wasn't a ghost named Kevin. You're right. His name was James. But then James told me, I asked James, I was like, who did you love most in the world? And he said, my boyfriend, Kevin. Yes, I had a gay ghost encounter. And then I went, oh God, this ghost is going to follow me
home. None of this is real. I refuse.
No, this ghost was going to follow me home and ghost fuck me. And then we went up to James's room and they said, James, are you in love with a man or a woman? And you look at the candle and if the candle flickers up and down, that's yes. And if it goes back and forth, that's no. And they said, James, are you with the woman? Are you in love with the woman? And it said no. And then it said a man and it bounced up and down like me on a dick on Saturday night. So it said yes.
Well, look at the bright side. At least you could get laid.
So anyway,
ghost fuck.
This woman named Misty posted it on her Facebook group and tagged me that they were all there at this haunted house, this manor in Sulphur. And then come to find out, my Aunt Peggy and Aunt Darla, well, my dad too, their long lost sister commented on the post and said, oh my God, your cousin Radonna was there. Radonna was my cousin.
Shut up.
And it makes sense because the woman who caught it was Donna. And I should have known that Radonna was Donna's daughter. I don't know how I didn't know. But my cousin was there. I didn't even know, y'all.
So that was Sulphur.
So that was Sulphur. It's because my dad's dad had that affair with all those women. I got cousins everywhere now. I'm like the Tall of Pharaohs. Anyway, that was my weekend.
Glad it went well.
It was great. I had a wonderful time. How was yours?
I still don't agree that a ghost named Kevin. I'm sorry.
No,
that's the one.
James, his boyfriend's name is Kevin. Kevin could still be alive.
Kevin's not alive okay.
Yeah. James. God.
the
Can
gay
you imagine
ghost.
Being a ghost in Sulphur, Oklahoma? You have the power of time and space. Can you go anywhere?
That's true. I mean, there's the,
maybe it's like Murder House that you're trapped in the house.
Maybe there's our tunnels underneath from Prohibition, so they can maybe go other places. That's what the guy did. That's how he went to his mistress's house. He built his house across the street, and he would go back, take his mistress back and forth. And his second wife is the one who slit her wrist. Southern stories.
I'm sorry to say this, but I think I would be halfway interested in this place.
Yeah, you
in
would.
In Sulphur, Oklahoma. Does it still smell like sulphur?
In parts, we drove in parts of the water smelled like sulfur, but not as much anymore. It does if it rains a lot, the basements flood and it smells like sulfur. But also we went to, it just does because it was, you know, sulfur. And then,
because sulfur.
It's true. But the guy, I forgot what he was. He was some rich guy. But anyway, yeah, he had a mistress and then he ended up marrying his housekeeper. What was her name? Like Juanita? Or
it doesn't matter.
You could see her image like in the doorway. It would come out through the. It was weird. It was weird. But there was they served food before and you would have been. The portion size was unbelievable. I've never seen portions that big in my life.
Yeah, that's what happens. Anytime portions are very large in anywhere outside of big cities.
Yeah, they were. I barely could eat it, but I did have a very nice Woodbridge Cabernet.
Only the best.
Only the best. Anyway.
My mother loves a good Woodbridge.
Oh, everybody loved it. They said, "Oh, they've got nice wine here." Radonna had a Radonna had a margarita.
Your cousin,
my cousin.
Okay. With that, thank you for that update.
You asked.
Yeah, surprisingly, that one I was more interested in than others because it had some level of history and a mix of places I don't know. Sulphur's one of those places I might want to go to.
Okay.
In Oklahoma.
All right.
I can't really say anywhere
People
else.
People keep asking when you're going to come, and I said, when you pay him.
Exactly.
I know. You told me. I listened.
No. If they can pay my fee, I give them a quote. They'll probably won't answer me.
You're pretty cheap.
No, what I have to do in Oklahoma, it would be expensive.
If they throw in some hot guys, you take that fee down.
That would probably be true. y'all, one announcement before we start. Love is Blind is new this past week. And it's new this week, comes out on Wednesday, episode 5, 6. I can't even say how much, many episodes, I probably shouldn't say.
Well, I think, we think it's going to be 4, but we're not sure.
No, it's 5, 6, 7.
Oh, it's 3? I think we can say that. I think that's well known. I think they say, like, on Netflix, like, it's...
It does say, available so-and-so. Yes,
so,
you're right.
Yeah.
So 5, 6, and 7 will be out Wednesday. Our episodes will be out at 12:01 on Thursday, so we're creating event television.
Boo, boo, boo.
It's not fun when we're not together. I just hear you do it after me.
What? No, it sounded together to me.
Nope, it wasn't.
Sounded that way to me, but okay.
So, y'all, we're loving this.
Beyond loving it. People are texting me.
I've been thinking about it nonstop.
Yeah.
Weirdly, I think digesting it because we got some of these early. Thank you, Netflix, for giving us we have a media pass. So we can actually get stuff a little early so we're not harried at the very end like we are at some shows. This one.
True. It's true.
That we have to record on Wednesday or Sunday.
It's true.
But I've just been thinking about it. I've been thinking about it a lot and like head about the characters.
I need answers. I need to know.
Yeah.
It's, I need to know things.
Strangely, I've been thinking about two people, Raven and Nancy. And I've been thinking about how both of them, they could not be more different, but there's a lot similar.
Yeah, I've been thinking about them. There is some similarities between them because I think in a way they both don't know what they want.
Yes, and I've been
they go about it very differently.
Processing how I feel about Nancy, and I've come around to the fact I don't necessarily hate her as much as I did in the beginning. I do feel like she's going to be the emotional wreck of this season.
Yeah, you know, I've been thinking a lot about Brennan.
Oh.
Been thinking a lot about Brennan. I'm worried Brennan's going to get his heart broken.
Yeah. Alexa clapped back at us, not in a bad way. She said, oh my God, I love it. On our memes. We've been coming up with Love is Blind memes.
We did get clapped back by Amber, though, from season one. I mean, we did from season one. Y'all, it was our first celeb person who basically said we're trash. I enjoyed it.
She didn't even say that. She's like, I love it when a man, gay or not, thinks that anytime a woman is made successful and they have to make fun of it for a reason. I'm like, we only said that you were still paying off your Sephora bills, which you made a joke of all the time. You made a joke of your finances.
It kind of is the first time I felt a little famous, honestly. I want to say it made me feel good.
But y'all clapped back at her, too. You're like, take a joke, bitch.
Y'all did. Y'all, you don't have to defend us. It's very sweet, but y'all don't.
You don't have to.
You don't have to. We're fine. So we're
I don't give a
fine.
Shit what she fucks. I don't give a fuck what she shits. I mean, I don't give a fuck what she thinks.
Yeah, we're going to get paid, and Poodle's going to get fucked either way.
That's true.
By the way, you do look calmer. Please tell me.
I got it done. Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Boy, that was a long couple
on
of weeks.
On Friday. I think it's going to last a couple days.
Oh,
this
good.
This one's, although I did have two options today.
Oh.
I know.
Well, we won't go long anyway. I got to take my Toro car back tonight.
Toro. I know when someone said, what's happening today? What are you doing today? And I was like, yeah, they'll be doing me later.
They ain't going to come have tea on your porch. That's for sure.
That's it. But we can talk about that. And then this one has his own house. You know how I feel about that.
What?
Homeowner.
What?
Yeah.
Don't fuck this up.
Oh, he's an executive for a sports network.
This is perfect. Does he have a big dick?
It's good. It's good.
Who cares? He's got a house.
Yeah, we'll see. should we get started on this?
Yeah, let's get started. I don't think we have any other announcements. Just Love is Blind. We're going to have a Broadway corner.
Later in the second show.
Yes, I'm glad y'all enjoyed the emergency one. Poodle, again.
The Patti LuPone one needed to be done.
Yeah, I've very rarely seen Poodle come at me that gay. Like, it was gay crisis gay.
It was crises. We were in crisis mode. Yeah.
But anyway, I've
one thing to talk about that's more of a reality TV thing after we get done with this first segment. I got something on my heart and I need to talk about it.
Something on my heart.
Something's weighing on my heart.
All right, something's weighing on my heart. Well, oh, you know, I did have a couple. There's all these gay guys now that are from Ardmore that are now come out. In fact, one of the guys I went to high school with, I looked at his Facebook page, and he's wearing a pup mask now and a harness.
Ooh, can I get his name?
Yeah, actually, you could. Trey Cottle. He's really cute anyway.
Ooh, really? Did you think they were gay when you were in high school?
No. And then I met another guy. His brother was in my grade. He's out now, too.
Look at that.
And I talked to a group of them, and two of them were going to the Judd concert with Trish Yearwood in Dallas last night. And I said, oh, my God, I'm going to the concert in Nashville next week to see Wynonna and Trisha. I can't wait. All my country queens.
I'm sure.
I wish I had people in Los Angeles to go to country music concerts with, but I don't really have any. And you'll show up with me, but then you'll go try to fuck a cowboy, which I don't blame you.
I don't. It's not that I don't like country music.
You didn't grow up with it like I did.
I do know some of it. I don't like the fans. I don't think the fans are good audiences. I don't feel safe in those audiences, honestly.
Well,
just
a lot
to be
of the
serious.
Women, a lot of the women ones more are a little more safe. I get Shania Twain's a very safe, gay friendly audience.
Yeah.
And
the
judge should be pretty good too. But I'm telling you though, the guys are really hot, and you would leave me in the middle of the show to go fuck a cowboy.
I'm not arguing with you. You will. Agreed.
Anyway, I don't know
how. All right, let's start the show.
So I'm just saying, if you do come to Ardmore, I might be able to hook you up. What if you found the love of your life in Sulphur?
Doubtful. Maybe it's a ghost. And we'll make a romantic comedy together. The Ghost and Mrs. Poodle.
Wow. All right.
You know what that's from, right? No, you don't probably. The Ghost is Mrs. Muir.
Mrs. Muir?
It's an old movie. The Ghost and Mrs. Muir.
I've heard of that, but I thought it was a different name, but I didn't know the reference, but I fucked up the last name.
Mrs. Muir. M-U-I-R.
Let's talk about Jovi Child, y'all. Jovi Child.
Jovi Child, we're going to Ukraine. We're going to Ukraine.
Yeah, Mom. Jovi. I have so many bags, Jovi.
So, y'all, they're going to Ukraine. And she does. And Mother Gwen, Mrs. Gwen comes over with her dog, Stella. And she...
Mila's getting real cute, I have to say. I know she's...
I've got to say, she's had quite the glow up.
Oh, that kid when she was a baby. Cute. Yes. Looks like Jovi, but so cute.
But the Jovi features are softening.
Yeah, it
except
looks like
when she frowns, she still really looks like Jovi.
When she looks like, yeah, she gets real angry. But God, and I feel like that when she frowns and makes an angry face, that's also too when she looks a little Ukrainian. Because like Jovi, like Yara said, she's like, I don't need to smile, Jovi. I'm Ukrainian.
I love that. No, you don't need to smile. We smile to pacify other people.
I know. We don't need... I know you'll go off on
That's
it.
The great thing about masks. I don't have to smile at people anymore. Unless I really want to.
That's good.
Do you smile into your mask? $100 you do.
We need to move on.
I love it. Dead-faced, just walking around.
I do, because a smile is energy. You give smiling energy to people. I want to give that to people sometimes.
I think you can do that, but I'm not arguing with you. I'm saying a lot of times we smile because it's expected of us. It's not comes from our energy.
I totally agree, especially if you're a woman. I 100% agree.
Yeah. I think it's with... We do that... We'll be feeling bad, and someone will look at us, and we'll have to smile, and it'll be fake. And you know me, I will not be fake.
We've heard.
So, y'all, she hasn't seen her mom for 2.5 years, and Joey's like, well, I don't speak the language. I don't need to speak Ukrainian. I got Yara, and if her mom wants to talk to me, she can learn English. It's funny, I don't speak any words of Ukrainian or Hungarian or whatever.
Yeah,
that's funny for me.
This is going to bite you in the ass, Jovi. This is going to bite you in the ass on this one.
Yeah, the thing about it is, Jovi's just going to be a dick because he loves the way it makes people react to him. That's what he's done his whole life.
It's true, he has.
I don't think he's a shitty, I don't think he's a bad person, but he is kind of shitty. Because he will do that. He does that just to provoke a reaction.
I'm telling y'all, if Jovi were, I bet you Jovi was called Henri all the time. Uh-huh. All the time. Oh, that
so
Jovi.
Was I.
He's just so Henri. Yeah, no shit.
So they are, Gwen is very still nervous for them to go over there. And the good thing is, y'all, I'm really glad to hear this. She's going to see her friends, but they're going to go to Germany to see their friends.
Yes. Das ist
and gut. Yeah, I know, right? They're going to go there to see them, so they're not going right into Ukraine. And
and also, too, I just want to say, if you don't think we've already made a meme of that dog Stella staring out the window with Miss Gwen standing there, then you've got another thing coming.
Yeah, that came really early in our process.
Y'all, you need to go to our Sissy Caitlin was on it. Y'all need to get to our Instagram stat. Sorry, I am so enjoying, I don't watch it, but I am so enjoying Shangela on Dancing with the Stars, and I love that she's having Alyssa Edwards and LaGanja come, like her whole drag family is coming to support her. So they're talking
I have not watched this season.
They're talking about drag families on Dancing with the Stars. How great is that?
No, that's fantastic. I haven't watched.
I
so
just
it's
watch
good
her
this
segment.
Season?
No, I just watch her segments. I don't watch the show. I'm not into that.
I got sucked in when I was watching Cody Rigsby and JoJo Siwa. I got sucked in.
I'm surprised you didn't get sucked in. I heard that Selma Blair leaving was gut-wrenching.
I've heard that. I think it's because I've got so much other TV stuff I need to do right now, and I've got other creative projects that I'm having to taking up more of my time, so I don't have a lot of TV time right now.
Oh, she's
which is annoying.
She's got creative projects.
What would you call them?
Orgies.
Sadly, they're writing projects, so none of them. None
you
of
said
them
writing, but I heard writing.
Writing projects. Fuck me. They still need to work on that. Still don't love it.
I know.
Gwen is still worried that Yara is going to want to stay in Prague or in Europe. I don't know if I buy this storyline. I don't know.
I don't know if I do. Part of me wants to say no, but another part of me wants to say it does feel like Yara. I mean, it does. It does make sense with Yara that she, that Jovi's gone all the time. I agree. I don't know. It does,
but it's not in Yara's character not to bring it up to Jovi. And like we saw a preview for next week where she's looking for apartments. That I don't believe, because I don't think she's not a sneaker.
She's not a sneaker. She's in fact quite the opposite.
Right. And that's why I don't know if I buy it. It's a little misdirection for me. I think what's gonna happen is if she does feel that way, and I could understand why she would. Hell, I'd love to live in Europe half the year.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I think it'd be nice for them to say, let's spend every 2 or 3 months in Louisiana and then go to, because I'm sure the money he makes, they could probably do it.
I think he makes really good money. I mean, she's actually made money, I think, from her
makeup line. Yeah.
Right?
I think so. I don't know how much people make off shit like that.
I mean, well, especially, I don't know if.
I'm sure she makes some money off being an influencer.
Yeah, she's got making up some.
So I think that's a fair trade. I mean, I know Gwen would probably be upset by it, but I think she would understand, though. She'd have to understand. Yeah. My mother wouldn't like it, but oh well. Gonna get over there. Who knows what's gonna happen?
I'm sorry. I kind of took a breath.
Get a muffin.
Just imagining, your mother just knowing that you're going. Oh, she would be chewing on the inside of her jaw all day.
Oh yeah, it'd be really bad.
Hope Jay Bird's not in a war. Always worried about this. Always worried he'd get in a war. He likes to fight that Jay Bird.
He's in a war. God, Father Poodle, I got to go to Ukraine. I don't speak any of the language, but Jay Bird's over there. Yeah. Come on, Muffin.
Come on.
She gets to the airport and said, I'm coming, Jay Bird.
I'm coming, Jay Bird. Wow.
Have you seen him? Is he in the front lines? So anyway, y'all, they're in the plane, and of course, Jovi is just sleeping, and Yara is taking care of Myla. I did not expect anything else.
I expect nothing else from this.
And y'all, we see her mom, Olga, and mom just starts sobbing.
I mean,
and
sobbing.
It's so sweet.
It moved me. It made me a little emotional to see it. And of course, Yara's like, don't cry. Don't cry. Of course, she's telling her mother not to cry because Yara is probably she wants to stay strong for him. Her mother's really pretty. Look, Yara looks nothing like her. Of course, Yara had a different face.
Yara, I think, used to look like her. If you see Yara's original face.
Hey, I respect that. If you don't like your face, change it if you want. Good for her. I know you don't care either.
I'm not saying with so much judgment. I'm just saying if you saw her originally, she probably looked like her mom.
She probably did look more like her mom.
I think if I was a parent, that would bother me, I think, if a child chose to change their appearance and we didn't look alike anymore.
I think that might bother me.
I don't think it bothers my mother because we went, because she was gone this weekend, but I saw her for a little bit. And y'all, I'll talk about shit. You know, I talk about ever since I was a little kid, I've always wanted to get, because I have a marred neck, mm-hmm. whether I'm heavy or thin, we always kind of have just like, I don't have much of a jawline. So I actually have an appointment later on. I'm going to talk to my plastic surgeon that I go to at UCLA who does my Botox about getting my neck done like Carol Burnett did. And so, which I'm sure everybody uses that reference now that says that, but yeah. You know, and by everyone, I mean,
just
no
don't
one.
Become Jen Shah.
No. So anyway, and y'all, so don't message me and say, don't do it, Maddie. I don't give a shit. I want it done. Or at least, unless they tell me it's $1 jillion.
I think you're not understanding what I'm talking about. She looks 100% like a different person.
No. You don't understand my story. So I'm going to get I'm looking and getting my neck done, and I'm telling my mama this, and my mom looks right at me and says, well, baby, if you're going to get your neck, I mean, look at your forehead. You might as well just get it all lifted and just change it up now.
Wow.
And I went, whoa, that's a read. So I don't think my mother cares if I change my face. I don't think she gives a shit at all.
No, it's not even that. I think I would just feel different that, because family resemblance is just one of those things that you take for granted.
No, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know.
Probably because I look like my dad, so my mom doesn't care.
Yeah, that might be a part of it.
Maybe that's it.
But I don't know. That's just something dumb for me.
Dumb.
So, well, yeah, it just, I just think about her mom and think, I guess the mom probably says, however you look is fine. But yeah. She did look like her mom a lot before the surgery. That's what you're not seeing.
Yeah.
So they are... They're driving. Basically, she's yelling at him for driving. And I love it when she just called Olga called him a small mouse.
Well, I know. It's really cute. It's really,
and y'all, all those little derivations, it's probably like the word mouse with ushka at the end of it. It's just so cute.
Did you call that a lot when you visited Poodle Ushka?
I did not have many nicknames. Probably the Ukrainian element of devil.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah.
Or the Czech equivalent of demon.
Thief. I want my wallet back. Yeah, those. But I wrote that it is, you know, they're like going to, so they get there, they go to their, Jovi's gonna drive. And he's like, I got a driver's license. You just got one. I'm a better driver. And they're kind of fighting about who's a better driver. And I wrote, it is refreshing that they are like the only couple that fights about normal things on this show.
Yeah.
They're kind of the only one that has, I mean, this Ukrainian with the war, this isn't a quote normal problem, but it's a problem that is because of something happening in the world.
It's not a
creative drama problem.
No, it's not like, as
like
I called this episode,
we don't talk about.
Mama, I married an oldie. Like, that's the theme of this. One of my problems with this season is it started off strong about different conflicts we were having, but then they just went back to the same conflicts.
They did.
You know?
They did.
And
we thought we were going to have new storylines, but it's literally...
And starting around episode 5, 6, we just kind of came back to the same conflicts.
I agree. I was more hopeful for new.
I wasn't.
We knew Bilal and Shida was going to be the same thing. So we kind of kids. So yeah, it was refreshing that we were going to have new stories. Sorry.
What did you think when she's like, I want to go see Kiev. Mom, and she's like, oh, don't worry, honey, or don't bother, honey. Kiev's destroyed.
Oh, it's
and
so
she
sad.
Just went, oh, and we'll she's like, well, yep. we'll just go rebuild it. I was like, oh God,
it's out of noise and rubble.
We can build a beautiful city. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. That song makes me cry my eyes out.
I don't know
From Godspell.
I don't know that show at all.
It's a great show.
I don't know it. Oh my God, I forgot to tell you something. I forgot to tell you
something
else.
Sure, unscripted moment.
No, it was when we went to the Haunted Manor place, they were taking a while to clean up, so she let us into the Sulphur Historical Society across the street, and that's the old courthouse and the firehouse, and so but they had an old piano there, and I'm sending it to you right now. I'm sending you a text of a picture.
Do I need to look at this now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Falls Creek Songs.
There was a hymnal from Falls Creek.
So it's called Falls Creek Songs and Programs?
Yes, it was an old thing from Falls. And I looked at the woman, I said, I didn't go to Falls Creek, but every Baptist I know lost their virginity there. And she said, I did. And I tell you, they all did.
How far was Falls Creek from this place?
It's right there in by Sulphur. It's in Turner Falls.
Wow.
Anyway, I just have to take pictures to show you that these places are real, because I know you don't believe it.
I believe you. It just makes me incredibly sad to think about the prospect of them being real.
Oh, okay. Continue. We can go. So it was, sorry, I don't know what's more sad, y'all. Well, I do know. This her talking, but what I was going to say is that Yara, we don't get in the U.S., when she talks about the U.S., she sounds kind of defeatist sometimes, or just, whereas when she talks about this war ravaging her home country, there's this optimism and hope that she has.
Yeah.
And it's just, this is a different side of Yara that we don't get to see a lot. I think maybe because she's probably scared to let out, because Jovi's there, that's just not their relationship. But it makes me honestly like her even more.
I think anyone, well, maybe not anyone, but I think people are rejuvenated when they go back to the places they left. Because remember, she didn't want to leave.
No,
she almost had to, because that's where he wanted to live. So I think anyone who kind of gets a fulfillment of a dream or a place they haven't, or their home they haven't been in 2.5 years, that's a big deal. No wonder we see a different side. So
that's true.
And then so they ask, will you be our babysitter, Olga? She's like, of course, I'll babysit your child. And
but not in the U.S. You can move here.
And so they're basically saying, they ask the mom, or mom actually asks Yara in front of Jovi, because he's not speaking. I think they're speaking Russian. But he says, do you want to stay here in the U.S.? And she's like, maybe, but I'm not sure yet. Again, I think it's fraudacity.
I loved it when Jovi's like, what are y'all talking about? And she said, Jovi, learn the language.
Yes.
She did, bitch.
Anyway, so we'll see. We'll see about that. I don't know. If they do want, they won't move. She won't move for good. Don't worry. Mrs. Gwynn's going to get to see her granddaughter.
But what's wrong with living, if they can afford two residences, what's wrong with living?
No, that's what I was saying before. Yeah. I'm not saying they're going to move there and not go back.
Yeah. So what's, I'm all for it. We could live it. You could live two places in the world, Poodle. We can do this wherever there's a microphone.
I can't afford two rents.
Well, I can't that. Yeah, that's true.
Not a rent in Los Angeles and another rent.
Not in Prague. Speaking of, we're going to pay our bills real quick and go to a commercial, and we'll be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with her ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Caw!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song, To All Our Queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners, we know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Okay. I mentioned earlier, y'all, that something's been on my heart about if you don't know that expression, you weren't raised in like a church or went to revival. So
you
like,
were not.
Something's been on my heart. I need to share it. My testimony. You know, as I'm sometimes at night, I'm watching one show we're going to do, and I just want some kind of empty entertainment. Netflix is a great place to go for that. Yes. Sometimes I watch old sitcoms, sometimes cooking shows on Food Network. So I said
porn.
Yeah. So I saw, oh, that looks fun. There's a show called on Netflix called Easy Bake Battle. I wonder if that's Easy Bake Oven related. Why wouldn't it be?
I'm assuming it is. That would be a terrible name for a show.
Now, I don't know if I told you. We have talked about this before. You've talked about wanting to play with dolls. You talked about wanting Barbies and things like that. And you knew you couldn't have them, basically, because that would be a girl's toy. I never wanted anything. I was the only thing I got like craft toys. I got like that was the closest I ever wanted. Maybe I wanted them if I thought it would be okay, like Barbies. But I never had any inclination. What I did want more than anything was an Easy Bake Oven. But only in the commercials I saw, it was only girls. And perhaps they were serving the boys with cakes they had. Now, I wanted an Easy Bake Oven so bad. And my cousin had one, and I wanted to borrow it. And my mother said, are you sure you want to do that? That looks like a lot. We don't have room to take that home. But I did every time I went over there to my cousin Missy's. I would play with her Easy Bake Oven, and you could not get me away with it. And the little light that cooked it, I was obsessed with it. So I was like, this show looks amazing.
So it is with Easy Bake Ovens?
How about this? Tell me what you think this show is about.
It's Say the name again.
Easy Bake Battle. What is this show about?
To me, that show called Easy Bake Battle should be people making complicated cakes in an Easy Bake Oven.
Thank you. That's what I thought I was going to say. You would be wrong.
What?
The show hosted by Anthony Porofsky of Queer Eye fame.
Oh,
he's
no.
Terrible, by the way. He's a terrible host. I will get into that.
That's boring.
Not even that. He makes kind of these weird, inappropriate things like he's back on Queer Eye. He's not a good host. The only thing I can really say about the show is he has a really cute sweater on. That was the best thing that
he's
I saw.
Hot. He's gorgeous. That's it.
He is, but he's had a little here that makes him look a little leathery.
Really?
Yeah, because he's aging. He's aging out of that. Yeah.
He should but lean he's, into well, it.
He is a himbo. Lord. Remember when he made guacamole in every episode and everyone's like, seriously? So
that's true.
Y'all, she's pretty. No lie. So it's announced. First of all, the rules are ridiculous. I can't even understand them. So it's like a home cook. It's like for home cooks. And there's a certain amount of time. They're competing. They have these foods. I can't even really explain it well. They're making home cook recipes, but they do better if they do it in the quickest amount of time. So it's three home cooks battling against each other.
Okay.
There is no Easy Bake Oven component in the first round. I still don't know why it's called this, and I'm really confused.
Okay.
And so they're fixing things, and they're supposed to do hacks
to make it quicker. It's like someone makes an appetizer and he puts the baked potato in the microwave. Oh, what a hack. I've never heard of that. And it is. You've never heard of putting a baked potato in the microwave?
No. Everyone's heard of putting
that's
a
what
baked
I'm saying.
Potato
Everyone's
in the microwave.
Heard of that.
Aunt Peggy makes fudge in the microwave. It's the best fudge I've ever had.
So this show is like in a fucking time capsule. Like we're in 2002, and he brings on Kristen Kish, who I love, who's going to be the judge, lesbian, Asian, top chef. She's done everything. I love her.
Talking, looking her up.
Oh, she's amazing. Even she's like, I don't know what I'm doing here. And so the next round, so it's Anthony making weird jokes the whole time. And the next round happens. And oh, by the way, the next round is they're like, and here you have to make your entire meal in this large easy bake oven. The only thing that's an easy bake oven about it is that they're calling it one. It's just this it looks oven like thing.
Did they make it look like an easy bake oven? But it's
no, not even
oven.
That. Not even that. There's no light. There's no nothing. It's not a cake.
Oh no.
I'm still furious. I could barely sleep last night. I was so angry. Y'all, I almost called Netflix. I or left a shitty message. I'm furious.
Netflix. We love Netflix. And
no, I have notes. I have notes though. So. They have to make this whole thing in the oven, and then the easy bake oven turns off after like 40 minutes. So they turn off the oven or something. And so they're rewarded for how quickly they get it done, but also that's not a big deal. But they can't – what they have to use everything that's frozen for this or in cans. And so then one guy puts canned mushrooms in something, and then Anthony and Kristen Kish are over there going, I've never tried a canned mushroom. And they put it – they're like, this is awful. And so they're acting like two snobs when the show is about home cooking. For people who use canned mushrooms.
Yeah, she has 10 cans of it for all of her casserole.
I just don't get the idea of the show. And it boggled my brain. And so the man makes pasta in the oven and it's doing well. And I said, that's a great hack. But at the same time, it makes no sense. And then afterward, for the woman who wins, he's like, let's all enjoy some brownies that were cooked in an easy bake oven. That was the way it ended. And I screamed out, fuck this. I've rarely been this triggered by a show. I'm also offering as a bi-curious option this month.
Wow.
Because I got a lot to say. I have a feeling you're going to be infuriated if you watch it. Because I was.
I don't watch a lot of those shows. I like it's complicated with Tabitha, obviously, because I love her. But I didn't like the name, but I like the show. But I don't like a lot of those.
Terrible name, yeah.
But all of them are so fucking hacky, and I feel out of touch. You know, I don't necessarily love all of her cooking, but I got to say, that's why people love Ree Drummond, the Pioneer Woman, because bitch uses actual things people have in their house.
I agree. And I think that's what this was supposed to do.
Yeah.
But they had you've got the wrong host. And I love Kristen Kish. She's also the wrong judge. And the concept that goes nowhere, tied to something that people love from their childhood, that you're basically shitting on. Like it makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
No. I feel like the branding person called out sick that day, and a bunch of orangutans came up with the idea. I was furious. It will be a bi-curious option.
Well, maybe it'll make you feel better. Maybe that Ina Garten's going to be on 60 Minutes tonight. That'll be a good interview.
Nothing can help. Nothing can heal what I went through with that show. And then I watched it. I need to go watch another episode because I needed to infuriate me again.
You should reach out to Ben of Crappens because, you know, he's
he'll hate it.
He'll be furious. Yeah, he'll hate it.
He has the same issues I have with shows like that because, oh, my
God. I was screaming at my television. Okay, we can move on now. I just needed to get that out. If y'all have watched this show, I need to hear what you think.
I think I'm going to get, I'm kind of sitting here thinking, I don't want to watch this because I feel like I'm going to watch more just to be, just to yell at my television.
It's a great feeling. And the weird thing is, I kind of enjoyed the three contestants they had. They had a lot to say, except for the douchey guy who was into sports. And Anthony's like, you're such a bro. You're such a meathead. And I was like, who are you? Why are you doing this to your contestants?
I don't watch a lot of the Food Network in October because I just can't stand another Halloween competition.
No, I can't. The woman next to me on one of our flights was watching Halloween Wars the entire time, and I wanted to rip her laptop apart.
I can't after. It's just too much, y'all. There's too many.
The one cake looked like she like had stitches in it, and it just like bled all over the place. And I'm like, who would like this?
I don't like it.
Maybe I'm just going to get, this grinds my gears, another show. Y'all, that's the end of me bitching about this show. Come at me on my social media on our Patreon or our Facebook. I need to hear if you've watched this show and if you like it. Because give me a reason to like this show, because it just made me angry.
You know what? And this I'm sorry.
Someone's got to feel strongly about this show.
What this reminds me of, and I'm glad you said this because I wanted to talk about the show. Y'all, new podcast alert. I'm very excited about it. Some of you remember from Dear Maddie, or a lot of you are Bravo people, you remember that show Sweet Home Oklahoma.
Yes.
That I loved. You liked that show too. I loved that show. I actually had Jennifer and then her husband they were both on a separate Dear Maddie episode. Well,
her hot husband.
He's hot. Jennifer Welch and Pumps, y'all, have a new podcast called I Have Had It. And that's what this sounds like. I have had it. And this is, the podcast is just about them ranting about things they have had it with. And I reached out to Jennifer, and when we get back, we're going to plan, we are going to be doing a collab with them. We're very excited.
We can do our own rants.
We can do our own rants of what you have had it with.
The world.
Anyway,
how much time you got?
You can go to I've Had It podcast, and that's where you can get all their. I think their episodes drop sooner than later. I don't know when. 10/25, October 25th. So on Tuesday, y'all. Check it out.
I love both of them.
I do too.
If you ever watched that show and Pumps would smoke a cigarette, but she'd put a glove on because she didn't want her hand to smell.
It's true. I've used her saying this whole year, saying 2022 has been a lazy Susan of shit sandwiches. Love it.
Y'all, right before we go, we're just going to talk about Angela and Michael real quick.
Talk about the show.
Oh, I'll be honest. Happily ever after, y'all. It's a slog this season for me. I'm making my way through it.
I disagree. I've enjoyed the season. This episode was a slog more, but I've enjoyed the season.
I'll be fair. The first five or six episodes weren't that bad.
We're getting different plots. If we're gonna be slugging into just the same plot lines for seven more episodes, it is gonna be interesting that it looks like they're alluding to, and I'm pretty sure the secret next week we find out is that Libby and Andre are pregnant.
Yep. Almost certainly.
So my mom's calling me. I'll have to call her back. She just got back visiting her brother, so I'm sure she wants to talk about it. But anyway, so we're, but I agree. Like, I hope that some of those newer storylines come back. Cause the only thing I'm really interested in this episode was Yara and Jovi. But let's talk about Angela and Michael and her basically just
screaming at him. Yeah.
And treating him like shit and her wanting to own him.
Ugh.
I mean, really, it really was so apparent. It was.
So I just want to say the big,
this is going to be the last couple we talk about this.
I don't know how else to lay this out, but with the fact that Angela here is the argument. Angela wants to see his phone to make sure, that he's not talking to other women.
Yes.
He says no. And He then explains his plan to be an influencer. And then she says, I said no to that.
And she says, and also, you're not interesting.
That was later. But yeah. So he's explains to her, if I can become an influencer, I can help my family because I'm expected to as a Nigerian man. And she says, I said no.
No.
So that's the full stop. And she's like, because you're untrustable. And then he says, that's when she says that really shitty thing about, so I don't want to be mean.
But you're uninteresting. What's somebody going to watch about you?
Yeah. Says, I don't want to be mean. You're uninteresting. You have to have charisma. And then, and he even says,
stop and say, then what does that say about you, Angela, that you're with someone like that?
That's true. Exactly.
What does that say about your choices?
It tells you that she wants someone she can control. Bottom line.
Yeah. Exactly.
And so this is when he brings up the detail about, he's like, you were doing duets with the TikToker. And that should have been a moment where I think of any person who's not a reasonable person, a reasonable person who's not a narcissist wouldn't have said, you know what? You're right. We both made mistakes. Any reasonable person, even though I don't think Michael has really made any mistakes, but
he did accept the BJ.
Yes, that's true. But what happened? She said, "But I did it to get your attention. It was your fault, basically." And
she made him feel
she
like
he got mad that he didn't have a problem with it.
Yes, and she didn't, and she said, and she never said, "I'm sorry, I did that."
Right.
I'm sorry I hurt your feelings. She never apologized for that.
And she wanted him to respond. And then she hits him with the big one. The visa is almost here and I can pull it anytime I want. Again, I have control. You will never hurt me. But it's so funny. It's actually not funny at all. But it's sad in the way that like a ridiculous clown is doing all this and there's nothing in it for her at the end of the day.
Couples do this. I will say a lot of couples do this tit for tat thing of, I did this to get your attention. It's very common. You know, I did this to get your attention for you to notice me.
Right.
Because people can't actually talk. So it's interesting that she is going for the jugular with Michael, saying, I need you to be honest with me. I need you to communicate with me. I need you to tell me everything and be honest, when she actually wasn't able to do that with him.
Right.
She wasn't able to be honest and tell him what she needed. She had to play these games with the TikTok guy.
But what a blind spot for her.
Oh.
Not be able to see. Because, y'all, because number one, to make it through the life that she's had and to be on television, she has some savvy. And this is probably, in all the stories we've seen of them, this is where she's the blindest.
Oh yeah,
than she's ever been, and I don't know. I don't know what the repercussions of this are. I can't imagine anyone, even fans of Angela, who are watching this and who can say, "Yeah, she's in the right here." I just can't imagine.
I mean, the only thing I guess liked about this segment, as far as like just seeing human behavior, is. People do this. I have friends that do this a lot in relationship. Is it as heightened as this?
No.
No. But I ask people, if you find yourself doing, I'm going to do this to get attention so he notices or she notices and they will apologize.
Go to couples therapy.
Hopefully this is a heightened version of that and you will get some couples therapy, but also see, instead of playing games, I need to be vulnerable, and even though it's scary, I need to tell them what I need, even though I'm scared they might not either want to do it or are not able to do it.
That is never going to happen in the case.
It's not
going
to happen to Angela, but I hope it's like kind of a bit with like we've talked about with Darcy and Stacey. Sometimes they're so heightened, but at the root of it, we've all been a Darcy or a Stacey.
Yeah.
And so can we see ourselves in that and say, God, this will make me change something about the way I am in my relationship.
And I think what's interesting about Angela this season is we've never had such a documentary style up closeness with her. where there's no mask. Yeah. We're just seeing, and I think that's a credit to how this show, her segments are being filmed right now, because there is no apology.
I think you can tell that. I would be surprised if whoever, whatever team is with her is a newer producing team. I feel like it's people she's very comfortable with.
Yeah.
That have been with her for several years producing these segments, because y'all, that's who they become, these reality stars. That's who they really become, like, really close to, is the story, is their story producer.
Yeah.
It's the person they call on their cell phone. It's the person that's dealing. I bet you she's very comfortable with that person. And so she just let a lot of her guard down for this.
Yep. I think you're right.
It feels like we're not getting a lot of Angela acting as Angela, because it's a difference of Angela than the Angela that made the big scenes on the tell-all, which, y'all get ready, she'll do that again. She's gonna walk off stage and be performative.
She needs Angela. To be the she needs to clown. She needs to clown. Yeah,
this, because all at the root of all it is, because, and I don't mean this to give her sympathy, but at the root of all of it, she thinks she's unlovable. She thinks she's ugly. She thinks she's a piece of shit. She thinks all these things about herself. But this is like, it's kind of like coming out like oil in her pores in these segments.
It's hit me since the beginning of this season that we're getting a different, I think you're exactly right about the mask is off. And the producer has finally got her to stop being funny.
Yeah.
And now we're getting much more of the actual hurt and anger, more of anger than anything else. We get hurt, but it's quickly eclipsed by anger.
Yeah. And this all came because Michael didn't ask to see her boobs or her cooch and all this stuff that she, I'm using her words, not mine.
That's what she said.
Yeah. And so,
That's what she said. Sorry. Chorus line.
The first season we saw Angela, she probably calls it her cooch. I think we did.
Probably.
We right.
Or cooter.
I think we said cooch or cooter. It's all of this is, like you've said before, it's coming from this hurt. And so, and maybe this is the only like hope I grasp onto it, because it is like when she like kicked the table and got up in his face, that scared me. Like that scared me, but it like frightened me. I was worried about Michael's safety. Even though Michael is fully agreeing to be in this relationship, y'all, let's not put this aside. Michael isn't, he's agreeing to be in this. And yes, maybe there's some money controlling, but they live in two different countries, yet he's still agreeing to be in this. I think it's much different than someone who is trapped in a home and their husband or their wife is abusing them.
Agreed.
So we can't compare this to that, but it was though scary and felt abusive for Angela to go off and scream at him this way, because you see that she's trying to just intimidate him to get control.
Yeah. And I think it's weird. There are people who are calling for her to be off the show. In a weird way, I'm glad we're seeing it.
I don't want her to be off the show, y'all, because if you can, I guarantee you, y'all don't admit it, but some of you have seen either yourself or your spouse in this type of behavior.
And what I would encourage you to do for these segments, if you've been through that, don't watch these segments. Don't.
It's okay to skip them. This was my dad's third wife. This was my dad's third wife, Janet.
But I promise you, there are people out there who need to see this, who need to see, and I will say the lens that they are putting on her this season is the most obvious to see who she is.
Yes. So yes, it is. So maybe it will, you know, I don't know if I ever told you this, but you know, my dad had a person he used to help out with money, and he would always give her money, help her, cause he'd say she's going to, cause she was dealing with a meth addiction. And he once watched an episode of Love After Lockup. I don't know if I ever told you this. And he was like, Matt, this show is crazy. And this is when I was living with him, obviously. But he told me later, he's like, I was watching that show and I was thinking about that certain person. It made him think differently and let go of that a little bit. So you never know. People watch these extreme examples. And again, y'all, if you're, you know what?
Love During Lockup.
If you're not watching Love During Lockup, y'all, again, God. The first episode we just put out is free on the free feed, y'all. Y'all can listen to last week's episode. It's so fucking good. It's so, the joy we need.
So good. Anyway. So good.
Where are we?
Y'all, that's the show.
That's the show, everybody. Oh, okay. Go to Reality Gaze Podcast. No, yes, realitygaze.com. It's not porn anymore, to our website. And follow us on Instagram. Get that Mommy Jova meme at Reality Gaze Podcast on Instagram and Reality Gaze on the TikTok, yes. Y'all. All right, Poodle. We call these people lonely hearts because,
yes.
Aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yes. And if you... Oh, hold on. I think I got some spam on the stove that's burning.
Stop!
I gotta go take this call from prison.
Y'all,
that's from Love During Lockup, and that's her phone ring, and her name is Ty. Had to do it because it makes me so happy.
I've changed my ringtone. It rang again when I was in Target earlier today. It just made me laugh. Y'all, this bitch got engaged to a man and then said yes, and then 30 seconds later, this phone rang, and it was another inmate calling her, and she went and took
I'm available till my name changes. I love it.
It's the best show.
Y'all call us. Listen to our Love During Lockup, or just watch Love During Lockup.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
It's amazing.
We TV, y'all. All right, we're off the rails, but who fucking cares? And if we don't go, I've got to go before some gay ghost fucks me, y'all. We'll see you next week.
We'll see ya.